This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Marissa Melton. Pakistani officials said Sunday that gunmen ambushed a vehicle transporting Navy personnel in the southwestern Gwadar district of Baluchistan, killing at least one sailor and seriously injuring two others. Zohor Buladi, a minister for the province of Baluchistan, told VOA the assailants targeted the Pakistani Navy vehicle with automatic weapons on Saturday evening near the coastal town of Jiwani. The district is home to a Chinese-run deepwater port. It's a centerpiece of the multi-billion-dollar China-Pakistan economic corridor. Buladi condemned the incident as a terrorist act, saying personnel from the Navy's Quick Response Force were on board the vehicle. The Baluchistan Liberation Army, which the United States has declared a global terrorist group, took responsibility for the attack. It claimed the shooting killed four Navy officers and wounded two others, although the group's claims are often inflated. Buladi blamed enemies of the state for being behind the attack, saying it was carried out in response to current security operations against terrorist hideouts in Baluchistan. Pope Francis was in northern Iraq Sunday, where he celebrated an open-air mass and prayed in the ruins of churches destroyed by the Islamic State. His first stop Sunday was in Mosul, once a stronghold of the Islamic State. He also visited Karakash, an ancient Christian town that was overrun by Islamic State forces. The Pope celebrated an open-air mass at the Franzo Hariri Stadium in Erbil. Iraqi Christians are hoping Francis's message promoting peaceful coexistence will help ease their lives in the mainly Muslim country. You're listening to VOA News.